4 HKX.
Over.
Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
And Miss Sally, good morning to you also.
Pretty good. Her hand's still swollen. She can move her fingers a little bit, but today's her first day back at work, and she still has a bandage on. She'll have it on for another week before they take the stitches out. But she's doing okay. It's still painful and all that stuff. And me, I'm going to OT and PT three times a week, two times for OT and one time for PT. KA3JCA.
I hate y'all having all the troubles, but I hope everything gets settled down for you here quickly and gets back to normal as possible.
It just takes a while to get into a routine because you know how OT and PT is. If you've ever been injured, they put you through a grinder. It's like, and it hurts worse that first week, but as you get into that routine, it starts to, you see a little bit of benefits from the stuff they're trying to do to fix the other issues.
That I had to go through PT for my knee a couple years ago, and it was not fun.
Catching that, I remember as a, when I say a young boy, I was already over 20. I was working, it was before I went in the military. I don't know if you remember them old 220 volt, big heavy duty floor buffers. And you key it, and if you're not holding on to it, it like runs away from you. Well, it caught me and my knee and my leg in between a wall, and I had to go through surgery and so forth like that. And after that, it took a lot of OT and a lot of physical therapy to get it back into order.
I have spent many a night behind floors and cleaning floors for Ingalls, so I did that while I was in high school. That was my second job.
You know what it's like. Yeah, I worked for a company called Service Master, and we cleaned office buildings and hospitals and dental clinics. And, you know, we go in there with the big floor buffers and two passes, and you're done with the hallway with the vacuum. And, of course, you have to strip and wax and buff the floors every night just to make them shine like glass.
Then we graduated to the propane buffers, and that was even more fun.
Chance to use those. We did the just the 220 buffers and so forth like that. Now, Ashley, when she worked for Publix, she used that machine that you wrote on, I think, with the squeegee, and it does the floor and washes it.
You push it, right? You don't write on it? Okay, I'm sorry.
They had to push one that she had to push up and down the aisles. It squeegeed and washed the floors and vacuumed up the water.
Had one of those too. Ours, you squeeze the trigger and it would pull itself along, but you had to walk behind it and make sure it didn't run anybody over or into anything, and steer it around. But we always had one guy doing that and one mopping behind him because it always left some water around. And then we'd do the stripping and waxing and buffing later. That was part of the nightly routine.
He was telling me that, yes, she corrected me. Yeah, you pull the trigger and it's self-propelled. That's right. You just kind of walk behind it and steer it. And guide it. It actually pulls itself and guides it. But, yep. And then, of course, I guess if you have the bigger warehouse ones like Sam's Club, I've been in those stores where they run those big machines. They're driving up and down the aisle. And, of course, you know, they're just cleaning a smooth concrete slab. KA3JCA.
I said I worked for Ingalls during the evening after school, and then I went and got hired with one of the crews doing the stripping and waxing for Ingalls. I might be in Greenville, might be in Bowling Springs, might be in Columbia, Charleston, and then get dropped off at school the next night or next morning. It was
an interesting time in my life.
Nowadays don't realize what we did as kids, man. Back then, you're right. It wasn't uncommon to work an 8-hour shift and then turn around and go sit in the classroom the next morning.
Well, I was working more than 8 hours. I'd go to work at 4 o'clock at Ingalls, get off there at 10, and then immediately start stripping and waxing floors. I was up all night.
Oh my goodness. Glutton for punishment. Well, I was fortunate enough that I didn't have to work that much when I was a kid. I was always going to do it, and of course I never did, but back in the 70s, they hired, if you were in high school, they would hire the high school students to drive the buses.
I never did that. We could do it, but I never did it. Like I said, I can make more money doing what I was doing. And at 16, or a month after I turned 16, I moved out on my own. So I had to do what I had to do to pay the bills. I finished high school and all that, but here I am today.
You, sir, you moved out a year before I did. I didn't move out till 17 to give it a shot. And I did okay, but I decided, you know what? I wanted something that was a little bit more stable, and I went in the military. But also, when I was in high school, I worked for a concrete company where we used to go and put forms and form rebar, and we've actually built retaining walls for tanks so that if the tank were to rupture, the retainer wall was far enough away from each of the tank walls itself, but high enough so that if the tank split, it would hold all the liquid inside those tanks.
That's for hazardous chemicals, trying to contain them. Used to be a bunch of those up at DuPont when I worked up there.
So that's, I enjoy that job, but like I said, it gave me a chance to work with rebar and concrete and stuff like that. Forms, making forms, and seeing how, you know, they poured it and joined everything and fixed it so that the seams didn't leak. And it was an interesting job. I did, like I said, Service Master was the company for the flooring and the buffer. And then I went to work for McDonald's for a while. I was a maintenance person. And basically, I did a lot of picking up trash and keeping the parking lot and the dumpsters nice and clean and shiny. I guess back in those days, that's was referred to as a janitor. They called it maintenance, but it was basically a janitor job.
I bagged groceries and run register, whatever was needed at Ingalls when I was there, cleaning bathrooms, whatever. From top to bottom, I was doing it. And I worked there for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years. So it was quite a while. I enjoyed that job. It was fun. It just didn't pay a whole lot then, and I'm sure it don't now either.
Because a lot of places now are paying, $14, $15 to start out compared to what we used to get back. God, I remember back when minimum wage was $3 and something cents, or maybe it was a little bit lower than that. But the earliest I can recall or something was like $3.60 or $3.85 or something like that.
See, when I started my first job at Kentucky Fried Chicken, I was making $4.15. That was minimum wage, and then I remember when it went to $4.35 an hour, right around, I would have been 1990, somewhere in that area. And now you go into fast food, and they're making $18 an hour.
I don't know if you just went to a bad spot. I copied everything, but it was going in and out a couple of times and so forth. But I just heard you on there. I had turned the radio on a little bit earlier, but I guess I had the volume down, didn't realize it. And just turned it up when I heard you sign on there. But thank you for the text the other night, and just wanted to jump back in here. Yeah, for like a week there, man, I just didn't want to do anything, Patrick.
I don't know what's going on with the radio. I'm sitting still. I've arrived at my first place and waiting on them to get here. But glad you come back in here and join us on the morning crew, and look forward to hearing from you. And I hate things have been going so rough for you, but that's life sometimes.
You caught maybe 1/8 of that about morning crew and rough on me and stuff like that, so I'm not sure if you're in a parking lot or if something just happened with the repeater and I just lost the signal or what, but alrighty, sir, I'll say 73. It was a good pleasure talking to you this morning, and I should be on throughout the day. KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, have a great day. Good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX. I'm clear.